T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of women across America are not happy. A lot of men are not happy as well. But many are happy that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. But look, here's my question. I can't tell you how many times people called my show and said, we've got to overturn Roe versus Wade because we've got to stop the murder of children. Now, I disagreed with that phrasing, because legally and medically, an abortion up to a certain point is not murdering a child. But there were people, this was part of the pro-life campaign, murdering children. So now when you hear all these pro-lifers say, no, they're just bringing it back to the states. What they're saying is, it's okay to murder children in another state, but not in our state. But it's okay to do it in that state over there. I'm sure there's going to be a national ban on abortion. I'm sure that's coming. But do you see how the emphasis has suddenly shifted? I mean, this is really brilliant strategy on the part of the far right. And if you're conservative, Republican, and you don't fit into this category, then we're not talking about you. But they're trying to disguise the overturning of Roe v. Wade by just saying, oh, you know, they just leave it up to, you know, it's going back to the states. They're not overturning Roe v. Wade. They're just letting the states decide. What happened to protecting life? What happened to stopping the murder of children? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So as the reality of the post-Roe v. Wade world settles in, This ruling is just once again pointing out the complex relationship between the courts and the public.
The Supreme Court ruling to overturn its Roe v. Wade decision is unpopular with a majority of Americans, but did that matter? The short answer, it's complicated. Polls following the leaked draft of the opinion show approval of the court, which was already suffering, slumped even further, driven by those who supported a constitutional protection for the right to abortion. Public opinion on abortion is nuanced, but polling shows broad support for Roe and abortion rights. 70% of U.S. adults said in a May AP NORC poll that the Supreme Court should not overturn Roe. Only 8% said abortion should be illegal in all cases, but many Americans support some restrictions. Researchers have found, and some of the justices themselves have acknowledged, that court decisions and public opinion are often aligned, but some experts say it's probably not a direct link. I'm Julie Walker.
Alexis McGill Johnson is Planned Parenthood president, and she had this comment.
Marriage equality, interracial marriage, access to contraception, all of these things are also connected to the 14th Amendment, to the right to privacy. So we have to continue to fight. That's a long game, right? We will need a constitutional amendment to get back in the Constitution, and we will be fighting to get there.
Jasmine Sullivan reminded people at the BET Awards that abortion rights is an issue for men to care about, too.
If you've ever benefited from a woman making one of the toughest decisions of her life, which is to terminate a pregnancy, you need to be standing with us. This is not just a woman's issue. We need your support more than ever. Okay, fellas? Y'all got us? Because we got y'all. Y'all got us? All right. Thank you so much.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I agree that states' rights are important, but a state could not vote to have segregation because it's unconstitutional. The state of Louisiana still has the sodomy law on the books, but the Supreme Court ruled that it is unconstitutional to have that law on the books. So when did the Supreme Court stop ruling what states do? I agree with states' rights, but states can't do whatever the hell they want. And we're learning more and more about the legislatures in states are now having to act based on a national standard because of the threats of boycotts, the threats of businesses not coming, the threats of major events being canceled. Those threats are real. And they're coming from those people around the country who are trying to stop one state from doing something radical when it comes to rights. And so we'll have to see how all of this this plays out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.